Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, and welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast. It is the springtime. Out where we live, the days are getting longer and the temperatures are rising. For many of us, spring is a beautiful time to enjoy the outdoors, but for some of us, the nose is getting a little stuffy, the eyes are getting a little watery, and you just can't stop sneezing. We are going to learn more about that in just a moment, but we have one thing to do first.
We want to thank our newest patrons.
If you haven't heard, we have a Patreon page. That's where the biggest fans of the podcast go for even more Curious Kid Podcast content. Our patrons get cool perks for supporting us, like access to episodes early, signed transcripts, merchandise, and our patrons know what we are planning for future episodes before anyone else.
A big thanks to our newest patrons, Ava and Colin D. You're the best.
We love you guys. We love all the interactions we have with all our listeners, and finding out that we have a new patron means so much to us. Our patrons are like the producers of the podcast. They help us do what we do. If you want to find out more, visit our Patreon page. There is a link in our show notes. Olivia, let's tell everyone what we're getting curious about this week.
This week we are getting curious about allergies.
Yuck. Allergies are no fun. I know that personally because I have a cat allergy. My best friend growing up had two cats at home, and I couldn't go to his house for more than a few minutes at a time before my nose started running like a faucet.
People can be allergic to all sorts of things, not just animals.
That's true. People can be allergic to so many things like pets, medicine, pollen, mold, latex, insect bites or stings, and even food. What's the question of the week?
The question of the week is, what is the most common food allergy in the United States?
That's a good one. It's a tough question, though, so I think I'll give all of you a few choices to choose from. Here is a list of the 8 most common food allergies. All you have to do is figure out which one is the most common. Here we go. Cow's milk. Eggs, tree nuts, which includes things like almonds, walnuts, and pistachios, shellfish, wheat, soy, fish, and peanuts.
Daddy, you said nuts twice.
That's true. I did say tree nuts and peanuts, but get ready for a super crazy fact. A peanut is not really a nut.
What do you mean? It has the word nut in it.
It sure does. But a peanut is actually a legume.
A leg what?
A legume. That means that peanuts are closely related to beans and lentils and aren't really nuts at all.
That's weird. While you are thinking about the answer, let's learn what an allergy is.
Fantastic idea. In order to understand allergies, you need to know about the immune system.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Dogs are an important part of our lives, and keeping them protected is a top priority. especially against nasty parasites. That's why you gotta check out NexGard Plus, ofoxaconazole, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection that kills fleas and ticks, prevents heartworm disease. Plus, it treats and controls roundworms and hookworms. That's a whole lot of protection packed into a delicious beef-flavored, soft chew designed to make monthly dosing easy and enjoyable. So the next time you're at the vet, ask about NexGard Plus Chews. They're the one-and-done monthly parasite protection you want for your dog. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive.
Save big money on everything for your projects. Now at Menards. We have it all for garden and landscaping essentials. Visit our outdoor garden center today and update your backyard space. Grid accents lattice panels have a timeless design with an innovative design that's simple to install and requires almost no maintenance. Save big on lattice panel options at Menards. View our entire selection of garden center products today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The immune system is what protects our bodies from diseases and from getting sick.
And that's because our immune system is able to identify things in our body that don't belong and destroy them.
That is the job of the white blood cells.
It sure is. Our blood is made up of four main ingredients. You can learn more about those ingredients from episode 39, Curious About Blood. One of those ingredients is white blood cells, and our bodies need white blood cells to keep us strong and healthy.
Something strange happens when we have allergies.
When we have allergies, what happens is that our white blood cells attack something in our bodies that is completely harmless because it identifies it as being harmful. White blood cells are supposed to attack things like bacteria and viruses that could make us sick. If you have allergies, your body attacks something harmless like pet dander or pollen instead. These things are called allergens because they create an allergic reaction in your body.
Different people can have allergies to different allergens.
There are also people that are allergic to several different things, and other people who have no allergies at all.
So how does all this make us sneeze?
Great question. When your body attacks a harmless allergen, the cells in your body make something called histamine. Your cells are just the tiny building blocks of your body. In an allergic reaction, they make histamine and release that histamine into your bloodstream.
And it's the histamine that causes all of the allergy symptoms.
Those symptoms include congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy skin. In very serious cases, allergies can also lead to trouble breathing.
Why do some people have allergies and others don't?
There are a few reasons why that is. One of the main reasons is that allergies can be hereditary. In other words, if your mom or dad has allergies, you are more likely to have allergies. If your mom and dad have allergies, you are even more likely to have allergies. The interesting thing is that having a parent or having parents with an allergy makes you more likely to have an allergy, but not necessarily the same allergies that your parents have. Another thing that makes you more likely to have allergies is if you are too clean.
Hang on a second. Is there really such a thing as being too clean?
In this case, there sure is. Scientific studies have shown that kids that are raised in a very clean and hygienic environment are more likely to develop allergies. Likewise, kids that avoid the foods that are most likely to cause allergies at a young age are more likely to experience allergic reactions to those foods when they are introduced.
Is there anything we could do to prevent and treat allergies?
The way to prevent allergies is a bit obvious, but it may not be too easy. In order to avoid allergies, all you have to do is avoid the allergen that causes the allergy. But it's not that easy to avoid the allergen if it is something like pollen, because you are bound to spend some time outside and be exposed to pollen from time to time.
What if you have allergies already? What could you do?
There are medicines that work well for treating allergies. The most popular type of medicine for allergies is called an antihistamine.
That's because it blocks histamine from causing allergy symptoms.
Exactly. The prefix anti in front of a word means against. An antihistamine is a medication that works against histamine. That's exactly what most people suffering from allergies need.
Allergies sound a lot like having a cold. Is there a difference?
There is, and it's important to know the difference because the treatments are different. A cold and allergies are often confused because both cause similar nasal symptoms, but there are key differences. If your boogies are clear and watery, if your eyes are watery and itchy, and your symptoms don't seem to change, you probably have allergies. However, if you have a cough, a fever, if you're achy, or your symptoms change from maybe a fever and a stuffy nose one day to a sore throat the next day, and if your boogies are green, yellow, or thick, chances are you have a cold. A cold is a virus, and it is contagious, whereas an allergy is your immune system fighting something it shouldn't, and it isn't contagious at all. Okay, before we answer the question of the week, here are some more important facts about allergies.
If you have a food allergy, it's possible it will go away when you get older. It's also possible to develop a food allergy to something you have safely eaten before.
This is really important. Allergies to milk, egg, soy, and wheat are fairly common in kids, but those allergies usually go away over time. It's also possible to develop an allergy to a food as a grown-up, even if you've safely had that food before many times. About 15% of people with food allergies discovered those allergens as an adult. There are some other things we should clear up about allergies.
Short-haired pets aren't really free of allergies.
Many people believe that pets with short hair are less likely to make you allergic. It turns out that that isn't true. People who are allergic to pets are allergic to something called pet dander, which are proteins that can be found in the animal's saliva, skin, and urine.
Here's another fact. Very few people are allergic to penicillin.
About 1 in 10 people believe they are allergic to a medicine called penicillin. That's 10% of people. Penicillin is an antibiotic, and it helps us fight off bacterial infections. Studies have shown that only about 1% of people are truly penicillin allergic, meaning that 90% of the people that think they have a penicillin allergy don't really have one. Here is something important to remember. If you take a medicine and it gives you diarrhea, that's not an allergy, that's a side effect.
If you take a medicine and it makes you tired, that's not an allergy, it's a side effect.
A true allergy is defined by a rash or trouble breathing. It's important to know if you are truly penicillin allergic because penicillin is an effective drug in treating things like skin infections and sinus infections. Okay, I think it's a great time to answer the question of the week. What is the most common food allergy?
The most common food allergy is shellfish.
This includes things like crayfish, lobster, scallops, and shrimp. Not only are shellfish allergies common, but an allergy to shellfish usually does not get better over time, like allergies to some other foods. So people with this allergy usually have to avoid eating shellfish altogether. What's interesting about shellfish allergies is that the vapors from cooking shellfish can also make you sick. So people who are allergic to shellfish are also encouraged not to prepare shellfish, even if they don't intend to eat it themselves. Well, that's a wrap for this week's episode.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's podcast, number 86, on allergies.
Great job, Olivia. If you miss us during the week, there are so many ways to interact with us. Send us an email, leave us a voicemail, follow us on social media, or on Patreon. We love hearing from all our listeners. As we've been doing all season long, we are about to reveal another city that downloads Curious Kid podcast like crazy.
Thank you. Monfreesboro, Tennessee.
Monfreesboro, we love you. Thank you so much for everything you do to support the podcast. If you are listening to us from the great city of Monfreesboro, send us an email with a picture to show us you're from there, and we will give you something special in return. A full episode preview of an episode that hasn't been released yet. We will also send one of you a special gift from the podcast in the mail. You need to send the email before the next episode comes out next Sunday, so don't delay. We will be back next week to get curious about a listener suggestion. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.
Now, Charlie, you and I have a deal. I'll be back for Christmas, which isn't that long from now. And you are going to make new friends and help Aunt Nani.
You can't just leave me!
Truly, I won't be gone long, and Aunt Nani needs your help.
You don't need to keep saying it!
Charlie, I know this makes you sad, and I know you're sad because you love me. Promise me you'll be helpful.
Okay.
I love you.
The Happy-Go-Lucky Podcast, producers of Charlie Saves Christmas, bring you our next heartwarming adventure. Cassie and the Spectral Shade opens April 6th, 2020.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Dogs are an important part of our lives, and keeping them protected is a top priority, especially against nasty parasites. That's why you gotta check out NexGard Plus, a Foxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection that kills fleas and ticks, prevents heartworm disease, plus it treats and controls roundworms and hookworms. That's a whole lot of protection packed into a delicious beef-flavored, soft chew designed to make monthly dosing easy and enjoyable. So the next time you're at the vet, ask about NexGard Plus Chews. They're the one-and-done monthly parasite protection you want for your dog. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive.